Hello, everyone, and welcome to Women Speak. My name is Danielle, and on today's inaugural episode, I'm speaking with two of the founders of Ladies Night, Jordan Smith and Ginger Kraft. Created in 2014, Ladies Night is a quarterly event for women in tech to come together and connect with one another. I was truly excited to meet up with these women, and I'm so excited to share today's episode with you. I hope you enjoy. Thank you guys for coming out. I guess technically it's episode 1.5
nice. Since I like that.
The previous yeah.
since the
episode
park.
Was yeah.
This
our
is
park.
The this is the remix.
Remix. Remastered.
So I'm sorry again. I apologize. It's like 100 degrees outside, so we're all sweating in here.
It's cool. It's gonna get hot.
Yeah. That's what happens when ladies come together.
Yeah. Oh God, Ginger.
It gets hot. Everyone gets hot and bothered. So a few months ago, I actually attended one of your events at Wyden and Kennedy, and it was really special to see that many women come together and participate in the event. So what inspired you guys to create Ladies Night? Was it a collective decision? Where were you?
It was a collective decision. It was actually an event that brought us together. It was not this past Design Week Portland, but the one prior to that. So
okay.
A year and a half ago, October, we all attended, actually kind of, I didn't know Jordan, I didn't know, well, I knew Steph a little bit. I didn't
yeah.
really know Mary that well, but she and I worked together and we went to this event together, and it was an UXXX design event for Instrument and with a partnership with Google.
It was started at the Google campus, and they decided to take it on tour across the country, and they kind of served as our inspiration.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah, like while we were at the event, we were talking to each other in like a semicircle, and we were kind of like, this has been fun. Like, why don't we do this again? And, you know, like, it's been kind of, it was, like, for me, one of those moments where, you know, like, you're enjoying something and the chances of it happening again for you by someone else's fruition, like, probably isn't going to happen. So we just took the initiative and created our own.
Yeah. And we met about a week later to be starting discussion and timelines for the next event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why was it important? Did you guys know that it was important to create this event, or why was it important for you?
There was like this magic where like there was like only like one dude running around taking photos. And like, I don't know, it was like the first time I'd ever been in like a room filled with women and in our industry, and just kind of like noticed that everyone had like this element of chill that normally isn't there when you don't have to be completely like on and like, you know, entertaining and being like that perfect employee or perfect representative of your like
that perfect woman.
Yeah, the perfect woman. And you could just be yourself and make dumb jokes and just like, I don't know, have a good time.
And then I think we could tell right away that that was the community that we were hoping to spend more time with and wanting to cultivate and collaborate with, and that's I think where we were like, we can do this and it will still be special.
Well, and I think too, it's really special in Portland because there aren't that many avenues for women in tech to come together here yet. There are in other major cities, but like a recent Willamette Week article quoting a study that was done by Smart Asset that said that they'd studied 58 cities where the tech force was significant and found that Portland ranked last, which is really sad on the list to be a woman in tech. And Jordan, you're currently working in tech and you were working in recruitment with 52 Limited, which is a local company here in Portland. And would you say that you guys notice on a day-to-day basis, like, the disproportionate number of women to men in the field, or, I mean, is that something that you encounter a lot?
You know, I have this, like, Slack channel of women designers from across the country. We're called Designing Women. You can reach out to me if you'd like an invite. It is a really, like, amazing community of ladies, and we kind of have, like, this channel where we can just, like, mention our power struggles, and you kind of hear the same story over and over again. This, you know, it's a different woman at a different workplace just expressing that she doesn't feel heard, or she doesn't know how to, like, ask for a raise, or how to get that mentorship she needs. And, you know, like, it's the same thing over and over again. And, you know, like, we all, like, just gather around each other and kind of say, like, yeah, I hear you. We feel the same thing. And, you know, like, it's happening across the country. And we, like, with Ladies Night, we've definitely been able to kind of focus in. Like, our ranks of women who actually support us right now are, like, larger than what we started. And we all kind of have this safe space now where we can be like, hey, I'm having this struggle at work. And, you know, like, we might not be able to immediately solve it for her, but we can definitely offer our, I don't know,
like, coping and figuring out, you know,
Or at least our, like, hugs and, you know, a glass of wine.
It says that women make 80.1% of what their
male counterparts
make. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I can't believe that is still a thing. You know what I mean?
You know, and it's definitely, like, you know, and I've heard people being, or saying things like the whole, like, lean in, like, you need to advocate for yourself. But I think in a lot of places, or, like here, we need to start telling employers that, like, you need to advocate for your women, you know? Like, you have to start, you know, like, noticing your disparities and, you know, supporting them and getting them to a place where, getting your staff to a place where there's more equality. You know, like, if you know there's a disparity in pay, like, how do you help women get to the point where there isn't a disparity, or people of color? Like, how do you make women and people of color feel more included in your culture?
And by starting the conversation, I think, is the best way to do that. And that's definitely what this night is about. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Are there any plans to expand beyond Portland? Other talks?
We've had some conversation with a few different cities, and actually your Slack channel, I feel like, is touch to you.
Yeah, the same Slack channel has provided a lot of places where women have raised their hands, especially, like, in San Francisco. I've noticed that a lot of the women from San Francisco are really, really desiring something like this. And currently we are, you know, developing our platform, solidifying it, making it in a way that we can hand it off to women in different communities so that they can, you know, run something successful on their own. Because we might not be the best advocate for women in San Francisco or Seattle for their needs. You know, like, Portland, we got it pretty down, you know, like, I don't know, everyone's pretty chill.
Yeah, and we have a good enough network here that we really understand, and now we're collaborating with all sorts of women in tech and design.
Yeah, and we have the connections. We're starting our line of merch.
Oh, so awesome. Yeah. That's exciting.
Which is heavily inspired by you know, our Portland fan base, which is pretty okay with subversive nudity, at least. I guess that's what you can expect from our merch.
Yeah. Abstract nudity.
Yeah. It's not always safe for work, but
it should be.
Yeah.
We're networking, but we're not work.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the point of Ladies Night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When and where is the next event?
August 16th.
So very soon.
Tuesday, August 16th, and it is at Struck. In the Washington High School building.
Oh, really building. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're excited to do it there.
5:30 to 7:30.
Yes.
Our tickets will be going on sale. And they're free, by the way. They'll just become available. We usually sell, or our last event at Wieden and Kennedy was our largest one yet and sold out in 90 minutes. So I recommend signing up for the email because you'll know the second the tickets go on sale on our website, ladiespdx.com. Yeah, and we're launching social channels, so soon there'll be venues for you to find us there.
That's great. So one last question. What makes you proud to be women?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the joke.
Oh, no. Come on. We had a canned response for that.
Yeah.
Something
Shania Twain is like my 90s feminist hero.
Oh, okay.
And my initial answer for this question was the prerogative to have a little fun.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, I've never heard you sing before.
That wasn't singing.
That was great. That was great. That was podcast singing.
That's my NPR singing.
No, I think I am really proud. I love this question because I think I am really proud of Ladies' Night and for being a lady or being a part of Ladies' Night in any capacity or showing up to any of our events. Makes me proud to witness the community and collaboration that happens with just really open, honest, supportive females. So that's what makes me proud.
Yeah, and you know, like I kind of started my career in the Midwest, and I was definitely a bad feminist. Like,
yeah.
You know, like I graduated during the recession, and like the market was tough, and like I felt like chosen because I survived the recession and got hired, and I was the only woman in the room, and I thought that made me special. But I really, really didn't love my career until I discovered how amazing it is to have, you know, diverse voices in the room, you know, like where you can have like a community that understands your struggles and has your back.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's why I do this. Like,
yeah.
This is, it's enriched not just my career, but my personal life by far by connecting with other women who have similar goals to me.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. The Women of Ladies Night. This is Women Speak, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.